93.7 The River. Classic rock redefined. There goes Collective Soul. Dog and Joe Show. We just played the Jason Aldean clip from SNL Saturday night. He came out, and what he did was said a few words for all the victims from the Vegas shooting, and then did a tribute, fitting tribute and song to Tom Petty with I Won't Back Down. I want to see where you're at with this. 766-9370. Dana White furious because Jason Aldean, he didn't show up for UFC 216. In Vegas.
You know, I didn't even know. From looking at that guy, you'd never even know he was also a fighter.
You mean
I didn't know that.
Jason Aldean.
What did you... Yeah? The guy that just sang the Tom Petty thing?
You think he fights in the UFC, do you?
That's not what's going on?
No, that's absolutely what's going on, Joe. Yeah, he was scheduled to fight the California kid Uriah Faber.
He retired.
That's why the whole thing's really strange. Yeah, he retired. Jason Aldean, he didn't show up because California Kid wasn't there. You idiot. He wasn't going to show up to the UFC to fight. Jason Aldean doesn't fight in the UFC. He's a country singer.
I know he's a country singer.
But you think he moonlights as a UFC fighter as well?
Well, why else would he want him there?
Because
people don't perform at UFC fights.
Dana White was going to have UFC 216, or did have it, in Vegas, and he wanted Jason Aldean to show up, and he wanted him to sing the national anthem.
Oh.
Because there were a bunch of first responders that were there.
Fighting.
And there were victims.
Oh.
From the Vegas shooting that were there in the crowd. So Dana White of the UFC, he's pissed. He's pissed like nothing else at Jason Aldean. He says that he reached out to Aldean's camp so they could sing the national anthem. 15 survivors there and hundreds of first responders in the crowd. White says Aldean's people turned the offer down. And they said that Jason Aldean, according to Dana White, was still too shaken up and might not ever perform again. This is what Dana White is saying that Aldean's people told him.
That can't be true.
White says he stressed that the survivors would be attending UFC 216, where everyone was shot. He wanted Aldean to perform. It would mean a lot to them and a lot to the city of Vegas. Still, he declined. He's mad because Aldean flew to New York to do what he did on Saturday Night Live. Same night. So what he's thinking is he got stiff because Aldean goes on SNL. Dana White continues by saying his image was more important than coming back to Vegas and playing for the people who are his fans and who got shot watching him play. Dana White also says this, and I quote, F you, Jason Aldean, stay out of Vegas.
Oh, what?
White also said that he reached out to several other country music stars, saying that country music was attacked. Those were country music fans, and nobody in country music that they reached out to wanted to do the show at UFC. So what Dana White did is he had Everlast come on, and I guess he did the national anthem, which is, okay.
Wonderful.
Whoop-de-doo.
Awesome.
And Dana White also said, it's not about money. This is about the badass people who fought through this crap and this cowardly stuff that happened to them. So what do you think about this? Dana White telling you, or Jason Aldean, F you, stay out of Vegas.
Well, I don't like that. I don't like speaking to a man that way, in that fashion, and saying such derogatory remarks, but I think it would have been so cool.
To go to UFC.
I mean, think about how brave that would have been. He comes out a week later to where the shooting happened, and he gets up mm-hmm. there and sings the national anthem. I mean, that's cool. Now, more people are going to see him on SNL, so I get his choice in that factor. But think about how brave and strong and how cool
yeah, but that would have been. Think about this. Dana White's a baby. Dana White
is a child. That you can't talk to someone like that.
He threw a mantra. He's only thinking about himself. Dana White's not thinking about the victims. And if he wasn't, he would realize that Jason Aldean did SNL for all the victims, and it was televised to a bigger audience, and he paid tribute to Tom Petty. He did both of those things. This was bigger than the 15 survivors.
Absolutely.
And the 100 responders that were there at UFC. This was far bigger going on SNL. This spoke to the nation or the people who will watch it later on. Maybe they didn't see it Saturday night, but they now see it. Dana White turned this into some sort of insensitive, what about me?
Dana White has now excluded country artists from ever performing at a UFC fight. You're going to say that kind of stuff about him and then curse him out?
He attacked the guy that was shot at while performing on stage because he wouldn't come to his little... And I love UFC. I love watching it. But you don't act like that. That is egotistical. It's arrogant. It's self-centered. And I don't think it serves the majority of the first responders and the victims that were there in Vegas. He just wanted him there at his show because he knows it would have been huge. Jason Aldean, in my opinion, I don't know who he is. I don't know nothing about him. He did the right thing by doing SNL and the tribute to Tom Petty. Dana White, he could just write down the road. Screw him.
Well, clearly there's a small rage issue happening among Dana White and yes. Joe Rogan and all those guys. I mean, back off the juice, boys.
F you, Jason Aldean, stay out of Vegas. So now Dana White is the mafioso of Vegas. No one can come into his town. If you don't play ball his way, you're exiled.
Who attacks the artist that just was shot at on stage with an F-U?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that is insane.
That makes him look like a huge baby, doesn't it?
More than that, that makes him look like he's got some anger issues.
Mental health issues? Yeah, he's got a bunch of stuff going on.
Next thing you know, we're going to see him naked, drunk on a street corner somewhere, running in and out of traffic. I mean, this guy's cooped up.
And Jason Aldean, so you know, went back to Vegas after Saturday night show. He went back to the hospitals in Vegas to go through room to room to handshake and say hi to the living victims, the survivors.
Did he do that?
Yeah, I think he did that yesterday.
Trump did that, too. That's cool.
It is cool. And what Aldean needs to do now is he needs to do a free show. This is how Jason Aldean makes Dana White disappear. Like a blip on a speck of sand, he is gone. Jason Aldean shows up in Vegas and does a free show to say F you to terrorism, but acts
right,
like that.
Right.
He shows up to say, hey, we're going to beat this thing. He does a free show, and Dana White, you can't come. You are not allowed at my venue because you talk to me like that.
How good of friends is Jason Aldean with Joe Rogan?
I really, you want like an answer on that? I don't know.
I mean, because maybe he could get Joe Rogan to throw down with Dana White.
You want to pit Joe Rogan?
Yeah. Could you stick up for me, Joe, and unleash on Dana White, and I'll play a song while you do it?
Hey, George, what's going on? Welcome.
Hey, guys. I think the funniest part to me, and I mean, not funny, I guess, because obviously it was a tragedy, but basically what Dana White is saying, hey, guys, remember when you were listening to Jason Aldean and a sea full of people and some guy opened fire on you? Let's go ahead and do that again.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but at the same time, it's like, oh, so this is where I was when some madman shot me. I was doing exactly this same thing. It's kind of like what's happening is Dana White was using the victims to up viewership for his fight.
He was holding the victims as hostages to get Jason Aldean to make this a bigger performance than it needed to be for UFC. I mean, really, I get what he's doing. Everyone wants a chunk of something to make the show better and bigger. But I just don't think it was in the best interest of any of the survivors, any of the first responders, or any of the deceased. And it surely in the hell wasn't in the best taste for Jason Aldean to say F you because he didn't want to go.
You're right. Is Jason Aldean, if he goes back and does a concert for the survivors and for the first responders, he will make Dana White look like an you know what?
Yeah.
Right? Well, Dana White's already made himself look that way.
Yeah. Dana White, I can't believe he would say F you. You're not welcome in Vegas anymore.
Stay out of, like, Vegas is his.
Yes, he owns Vegas now. Dana White, forgetting that it's in America, he's now banned him from coming. It's just ridiculous.
He looks ridiculous.
Like a giant scumbag.
Yeah.
The guy was shot at on stage, just like the other people were shot at. He was performing, and he just told him to F off.
Stay out of Vegas. Stay out of my city.
That's ridiculous. The River, good morning. Who's this?
David.
David,
hi, David.
Welcome.
Good morning, guys. I just think how Aldean went about it. I think it was the right way. I don't think he was trying to do more publicity than he is or he already has. He just did it the right way. And as far as White says to stay out of Vegas is kind of like this not his town.
No, this is America. You can't own cities. I mean, out and out, legit owned cities.
He provides some sweet content once in a while.
Good
for us to go out and watch some great entertainment. Real throttling, real testosterone filled. That's all you got, dude.
Yeah.
You're making money on it. That's it. You don't own Vegas. You don't own country music or Jason Aldean.
Or the survivors.
Or the survivors.
And the first responders or the deceased.
What is wrong with you?
It's ridiculous. Man. It is just absolutely ridiculous. And I hope Jason Aldean does this. I hope he does a free performance to come back and say F you to everyone out there that was wounded or affected or murdered. By the scumbag.
It's just crazy. That's one of the craziest stories we've had since this stuff happened. That's stupid on his part.
It really, really is. 766-9370.